now listening to the Women's Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo standing in for Marvelous Mshlanganya Huye. And today we are gladly joined by someone you've had the privilege of listening to over the past few weeks. That is Tato Mochone, who is a Mandela Washington Fellow alum. Tato, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
The audience has been hearing you as you've been taking over the Women's Forum for us the past couple of weeks. How has that experience been?
I have grown so much from that experience because I got to tackle issues which affect women in Zimbabwe and in Lesotho. And, you know, I got to get in touch with those women.
Now, let's backtrack just a little bit, because I'm sure people have been hearing you on our program, but they're kind of like, but who is this person? You know, where did she come from?
I work on radio in Lesotho. I actually have a 3-hour slot. I am a trained teacher, English language and geography. And we applied for the fellowship. Only 5 people were chosen from Lesotho, 2 females and 3 males. And I was one of those 2 females, and we spent...
And you spent it well.
I did. As a journalist and a woman, all about social justice, empowering women, you know, and human rights advocate, I did. Because I got a chance to tackle issues that affect fellow men.
Mm-hmm. And speaking on some of those issues, you were able to cover a wide ranging. You know, talk about how if there was a difference or a similarity between women in Zimbabwe and women in Lesotho.
The case of Zimbabwe and Lesotho is so similar. It's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at the underrepresentation of women in politics, and we found that it is the same thing in Zimbabwe as it is in Lesotho. Women are not well represented when it comes to politics. We were taking a look at the patriarchal order where women are exposed to HIV infection because of the traditional and cultural prescriptions that as a woman, you don't have a say in sexual matters. That is the case in Zimbabwe. That is the same thing in Lesotho.
Mm-hmm. You know, we talk a lot about what is happening, and then there is talk about the solutions. But from your take, what you've been able to see in Lesotho, what you've been able to see what happens in Zimbabwe, which is also similar to a lot of other African countries, are those solutions viable?
They can be. I really think the governments, my experience has taught me that people are not at the forefront when it comes to decision-making in most parts of Africa. There isn't enough public participation. Decisions are made not on the basis of what the public wants, but on the basis of what the leaders think we want. My experience in the U.S. has taught me that the many decisions that government get to making is because they consulted with the public first, which are the main stakeholders.
Now, talking about your experience here as a Mandela Washington Fellow, of course, there are some things that you will be taking back. But first, let's talk about some things that you brought here.
People have this notion of Africa, that people are not learned.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but I think I presented the strong woman of Africa who is not conforming to rules that disrupt human rights.
Mm-hmm.
I represented a woman who has penetrated the wealth which is dominated by men, which is the media. And I represent ambition of mm-hmm. Africa and hope for Africa.
You represent a generation of young Africans, young women especially. You know, as you continue your journey, how do you want to carry yourself?
It was when I was here and when I learned how many people look up to me that I thought, this is so big. It seems small, but it's so big because it really goes down to the levels of what you post on social media. Because there are people that are looking out for you, that are looking up to you. And whatever you post on social media, those people are following.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be relevant. You have to be significant. You have to be bringing something that is productive. So I feel like my job is to be someone that young people would love to emulate.
What do you say to the ordinary person who has been following your experience, as you're saying, who's been saying, okay, wow, Tato is doing amazing things?
I think first and foremost, do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
What kills us the majority of the time is we do things because we're looking for money. But look at it. If you're doing something because you are after money, you're not going to give your all because you don't like it. My last message to everyone In Zimbabwe, I am saying just believe in yourself that you are a person who has something good to give. And determination, I always say, is in the heart, not in the circumstance. We know there's the state of economy right now that is affecting many people in Zimbabwe, and many of them are in the diaspora. But I am saying, amongst you, there are still who are doing well. It is not going to be an easy road. It is not going to be. But give it your all. Give it your all.
Tato Mochone, we'd like to say thank you for joining us on the Women's Forum, and safe travels back home.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Tato Mochone, 2015 Mandela Washington Fellow, and also a journalist and a teacher back home in Lesotho, joining us today on the Women's Forum. I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join us next week.